Agricultural programs are made possible by Risk Management Commodities Incorporated in Lafayette, Indiana, Chalmers, Indiana, Hudsonville, Illinois, and Crescent City, Illinois. Risk Management Commodities focuses on managing risk in today's complex and sophisticated commodities market. 866-837-9027.
Time now for our opening commodity market report. Here to do that is Illinois Public Media's Director of Agricultural Programming, Dave Dickey. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Tom, and good Thursday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. On this Thursday morning in Kansas City, July wheat opened at 6:81, up 9 1/4 on the open. July wheat at the Chicago Board of Trade opened at 6:30, up 12 1/2 on the open. September, 6:56 1/2, up 11 1/2. July corn opened at 4:37, up 4 1/2 on the open. September, 4:47, up 4 1/2. December, 4:59, up 4. March, 4:69 1/2, up 3 3/4. May, 4:79 1/2, up 3 1/2. December of 2010, 4:58 1/2, up 3 1/2 on the open. July soybeans opened at 11.97, up 15 on the open. August, 11.52, up 15. September, 10.92, up 13. November, 10.62, up 15. January, 10.67, up 15. March, 10.64, up 17. May, 10.46, up 11 1/2. November, a year out, 10.05, up 13 1/2 on the open. July soybean meal opened at 3.85, up 5.50 on the open. August, 3.62.50, up $4. July soybean oil opened at 39.60, up 35 on the open. August, 39.88, up 46. June live cattle opened at 79.80, up 30 on the open. August feeders, 96.85, up 72 1/2. June lean hogs opened at 56.95, down 35 on the open. And July bellies open at 63.50, down 2.45 on the open. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Kurt Kimmel of Bates Commodities. He is in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Kurt.
Good morning, Dave.
Usually on Thursday, we look at technicals pretty heavy. Kurt, we'll do that in just a minute. But just a quick opening observation, we recovered about half of yesterday's losses in corn and beans.
Yeah, it's from overbought to oversold, and we're seeing a corrective bounce here. Hopefully the grain market could hold these gains through midday. If that's the case, we should be in a position to challenge the highs again here that we recorded here earlier in the week. It's a type of market where it's emotional, quick, fast, and furious, so it sort of continues to beat on the theme of, you know, having a plan and trying to stick to it and try to keep the emotional moves on the back burner.
Let's look at a couple of charts from a technical standpoint, Kurt. Let's begin with the November composite corn, the November composite soybean chart. And what do you see there? What is the chart trying to tell us?
Well, you can look at a chart, have it read several different ways, but viewing the daily price chart, we had a correction off the highs we made here on Monday and Tuesday, and now the market's in a position to retest those highs. Failure to take out the highs earlier this week will simply tell you that we found a near-term top and could possibly turn the trend lower. So the challenge is to go up and take out the highs we made earlier here this week to take the trend intact. If you're one looking for a play in through here, I think you watch those highs, see if they taken out. And the big play is if we take out yesterday's lows, it will confirm that the top's in here for 2 to 3 weeks.
And then does it catch where? Would it find support 982, for example?
Technically, if we roll down in here and have a lower weekly close, you're correct on your break in the November bean futures chart down to this 950 area.
And if we can get some force through the week get a higher high on the week? Do you like 11.20 on the up on the top 11.20 on the top side?
Correct. You take out the high, you keep the uptrend in motion here. Then you've got to reflect on the longer-term scale. And there are several different overhead objectives to shoot for. This $11 benchmark, about every 25 cents above that, each technician has different levels to watch, but basically keeps the uptrend aligned. So as a trader, the momentum's still up. As a producer here, you got to watch it. If the momentum turns down, you got to be quick to add to some sales or get some downside protection on.
Look at spreads with me for a second, and my mind keeps going back to the 2004 year where in June the spreads began to tighten, but by July they widened out. I think they were in excess of $3. Is this year similar to that year?
On the beans, that's the exciting topic. Is the bean spread, the old crop, new crop bean spread, with the tight old crop supplies of beans that's given momentum in the July and August futures contracts to stay firm relatively to the new crop November. New crop November is expected to weaken here as we get past the June crop acreage report here at the end of the month on confirmation we have a lot more acres than what the numbers showed in March. So there's still bullish enthusiasm in that spread. Also, too, whenever you do have an uptrending market or bullish situation, the bull spread stays intact to help ration the short old crop supplies we have, Dave.
I was trying to figure if the old and new ending stocks estimates for 2004 were similar, and the best I could tell that was in June. We were looking at about 115 old and 220-ish new, and that seems to be about where we are today.
Yeah, and that's a tough situation when you try to look at the fundamentals, especially with the challenge today of the beans in the southern part of the U.S. Last time we had this tight situation, we had beans come to market fairly earlier, and those new crop beans came in to satisfy old crop bean demand. So that throws a wrench into the old pot, too, here, where, not only technically and fundamentally, we can have a lot of adverse movement in that spread according to what people view.
Turn your attention to corn technicals. And again, let's look at the December chart. What do you see there?
Breakout to the upside. We ran into quite a bit of selling pressure in this 450, 455 area. We struggled to move above that level for about 3 weeks, and we managed to crack that level last Friday. We followed through her earlier in the week. The market came back down and tested that breakout point yesterday. So a higher close today will be sort of like the bean chart and put us in position to go challenge the highs we made earlier this week. Then where we go from there determines on which way we go. We take out the highs, we can resume the trend higher to the $5 level. If we take out these lows we made here yesterday, last night, then we'll turn the trend down lower down to this 430 level.
492, a popular number on the high side, I think. Is the 200-day moving average on the balance of this week sort of a battleground place?
It's a major point. If you look at who's pushing the market, If you ask that question, the modern-day pusher in the marketplace is the funds. And the funds watch that 200-day moving average. If you watch your newswire, if you watch your news programs on TV, the guy in New York or in L.A. or in Miami who trades these markets from a hedge fund point of view and a fund point of view watches that 200-day average quite closely. So I think that's what you got to watch based on a couple closes above or below it.
Looks like yesterday we were actually looking at new shorts entering the marketplace.
Well, the volume and open interest is going to go up and down, up and down. But if you sort of watch it over a couple-day period, open interest went up dramatically on this rally up. We've seen new flow of money coming in, and that new flow of money showed that they were established a long position. down market with a drop in open interest showed maybe some profit taking or getting out of that position. So it's going to be a key thing to watch here as we move along, make sure this open interest keeps building on this rally to keep the rally intact.
Thank you for filling in for Dan Zwicker today, Kurt.
Oh, big shoes to fill, but enjoyed it.
Kurt Kimmel of Bates Commodities. He is in Normal, Illinois.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
AM 580 meteorologist Ed Kieser's extended highlights look like this. He says a west-to-east front will form across Illinois and Indiana and probably hover close to I-80 over the weekend. That will trigger scattered showers and thunderstorms across the northern third of the two states this weekend. The heaviest rainfall should remain near the Wisconsin border on northward. Much warmer weather is expected in central and southern sections of Illinois and Indiana over the weekend. You're listening to WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD2 and HD3 Urbana. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.